Making friends after the age of 30. Whether you're in a new town, people have moved away, or just looking to expand your social circle, making adult friendships can be a challenge. People seem to have their groups or are busy with their own lives. It can feel hard to make this leap. You just said off air, even though it's hard, it's important. And we'll start there this morning, Dr. Galthorpe. That's what friends are for.
Yeah. That was quite the intro. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you. Yeah.
So what I will say is this is one of the top things that comes up in therapy. You know, we tell people all the time, socialization is important, friendships are important. But for many reasons, many people do not have a lot of friends. And why are they important? Because research shows that strong social connections, those improve our overall well-being. Friends, healthy friends, I'm going to emphasize that, offer support, they reduce stress, and even boost our immune systems. Yet, there are times when we outgrow friendships or realize what we want from friendships is different from those we spend time with. You know, we could be, I was speaking to someone yesterday who she noted as she has moved up through her job chain that she has, the people she thought that were close friends with her colleagues, are no longer that group for her. Mm-hmm. So it can feel quite isolating when we go through those transitions.
You know, I kind of agree with all of this. So I'm quite new to the area and I have a problem also breaking into friend groups. So it's hard to get to know people when they already have friends. So why do you think sometimes as adults we struggle to make friends?
Well, it's a common challenge, you know, as we're younger in our 20s and in our teens, we're spending a lot of time with people. So there's that hour factor, like we just have a lot of time to socialize with people. And then as we age, our tolerance for certain behaviors or characteristics in friendships may change. So first with age, individuals tend to become more selective about their social circles. So no longer, just as an example, is it good enough that, hey, I like to party, they like to party, let's be friends. Mm-hmm. Instead, as we get older, we tend to prioritize meaningful relationships and less tolerance for superficial or negative interactions. Then second, over time, our priorities tend to shift, right? What was once acceptable or overlooked in our younger years may no longer align with our evolving beliefs or our lifestyle choices. So for Sean, maybe if I just take you for example, in the past, maybe the people you were younger, you played hockey with, that was good enough. You had that common ground. It gave you things to talk about and be with. You didn't care so much about how they lived the rest of their life. Now that probably matters to you. Most of us, we have less patience for drama or conflict within friendships. And we might prefer relationships that are more stable, supportive. Now, this does not mean that there are not adult groups with lots of drama. There certainly are. But if you are a stable person wanting to meet a new friend group, it's going to be off-putting.
Yeah, I think for new friends, some commonality. Like, you know, whether you like to golf, go for walks, what your hobby interests are, all of that stuff. I mean, that's where we kind of go with that stuff, or just where your interests lie.
Right. So that's always a good place to start when you're thinking about making friends. So you have to go back to those basics, the things you just talked about, Sean, and then think about what's important to you. And then you have to think about what do you want to gain from a friendship. If you simply want people to do things with, start by exploring your interest. Join a club, take a class, start to golf. Summer in Belleville does offer many community events where you can cross paths with people, share small talk, and see people who may share something in common.